As John Line reported, the Libyans don't want a complete falling out with Algeria over the issue of refuge for Gaddafi's relatives. The two countries are neighbors and they share a colonial past. They also share a recent history of unrest. Mohamed Larbi Zitout was an Algerian deputy ambassador to Libya in the early 1990s. He's a critic of Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika. Mr. Zitout thinks that Bouteflika worries that he'll follow in Gaddafi's footsteps.
This is two dictatorial regimes helping each other. Gaddafi has helped the Algerian regime on the 90s. I remember when I was there, they signed many treaties and conventions. Among these, mainly it was security and exchange of prisoners, exchange of so-called terrorists. And effectively, Gaddafi sent hundreds of Algerians to most of the time to their death to Algeria in the 90s and even in the beginning of the 2000s. The same for the Algerian, they sent probably tens of Libyans to Libya, and then both of regimes get rid of their opponents. While in the name of combating terrorism. You know that in the last 20 years in Algeria, we have seen more than 200,000 persons killed. The regime is responsible directly or indirectly for these killings. And Gaddafi, from 1994, Gaddafi really played a major role in helping the Algerian generals in fighting the so-called terrorism.
But hasn't Algeria, since the 1990s, made a shift toward democracy?
Not at all. This is a facade, democracy a facade. Democracy by name, but in practice it's a military regime. There is a handful of generals who decide for absolutely everything in Algeria. What you see as president, prime minister, or other minister, they are just sort of puppets there. They do what they are told to do. And this is, in fact, they want to show the world, they want to show also their friends in the West that effectively they have got sort of democracy there. But in fact, even the American, the French, the British, they know that it's a false democracy. And they know American ambassador in Algiers in the 2006, 2007, 2008, saying that this is extremely brutal and bloody regime. But in the name of combating terrorism, particularly in the last 10 years, they were very, very friendly. We even heard one minister from the British government saying that Algeria is a school to learn from it how to combat terrorism. And imagine if they try to use the Algerian method here in Britain, how many hundreds of thousands will kill.
I still don't quite understand, Mr. Zitout, why Algeria seems to be going against the tide of so many countries around the world and countries in North Africa that are now recognizing the Transitional National Council in Libya.
Because they are absolutely sure that they are next on, maybe next, but they are definitely on the list of the Arab Spring. They know that they are dictators. They know that the Algerian people hate them and they want to get rid of them. They know that Algerians have been rebelling against them for the last 20 years peacefully or even some wrongly by weapons. And they know that this is like sort of the movement of history and they try to stop it. They helped Gaddafi in the last 6 months by all means, although they are friends of the American, of the British and the French, but they tried secretly and to help Gaddafi, particularly by sending fuel, cars, vehicles, weaponries there, and even some say by sending mercenaries there. The Algerian regime, it's a question for them, it's a question of life or death. It's not a question just of helping a good friend, but it's also helping themselves. They want at least to save the family of their great friend who helped them on the second half of the 90s and the beginning of these last 10 years.
The rebels of the Transitional National Council in Libya have demanded extradition of the Gaddafi family from Algeria. Will that happen, do you think?
No, it will not. Honestly, I personally don't want the ladies to be sent back to Libya, but for the sons of Gaddafi, they are criminals and it should be sent there.
Explain why you don't want the women to go back?
As Muslim and as Arab, it's very difficult for us to treat women badly. We always try to treat, although this is not always the image which some give for how to treat women, but normally we should treat women, even when they do mistakes, we should treat them with special care.
And you're concerned that if they are sent back, they won't be treated with care?
Not necessarily, but because they ask refuge to go to Algeria, we should help them to have refuge there.
Mohamed Larbi Zitout was in the early 90s Algeria's deputy ambassador to Libya. Sir, thank you very much indeed.
All the pleasure for me. Thank you.